Sermon Notes Series, 7 Steps to Perfect Faith, BH. The journey to God's heart begins with faith, a gift essential for pleasing Him. Hebrews 11:6 declares, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Every believer receives a measure of faith from God, Romans 12:3, nurtured by the faith of Christ within us, Galatians 2:20. Faith, believing in God's character, truth, and word, must grow, or it risks fading, Romans 1:17, 2 Thessalonians 1:3. This article outlines 7 steps to developing perfect faith, transforming it from weak to divine. Understanding faith. Faith is spiritual, birthed by God, not a mental acceptance or mere hope. Hope resides in the mind, 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But prayer transforms it into faith, Mark 11:24. Without prayer, living by faith is impossible. Faith grows through God's word and practice, progressing through distinct stages. The 7 steps to perfect faith. Weak faith. Romans 4:19 notes Abraham's strength despite weak faith tendencies. Weak faith fixates on circumstances, limiting God's power due to wrong teaching or a natural focus. It overlooks God's ability to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. This is the starting point, needing growth. Temporary faith. Luke 8:13 describes those who receive the word with joy but fall away under temptation. Temporary faith believes briefly but lacks roots. It's a natural phase in spiritual growth, requiring perseverance to move forward. Active faith. James 2:14-26 emphasizes, faith without works is dead. Active faith puts belief into action, mastering enemies and becoming a mighty force. It's faith at work, proving its vitality through deeds. Strong faith. Romans 4:20 highlights Abraham's strong faith, unwavering in God's promise. This faith refuses defeat or discouragement, giving glory to God despite challenges. It stands firm in trust. Great faith. Matthew 8:10 praises the centurion's great faith, and Matthew 15:28 commends the Canaanite woman's persistence. Great faith is determined, refusing to accept no or give up. It's fueled by resolve to receive God's promises. Unfeigned faith. 1 Timothy 1:5 describes unfeigned faith as pure, free from hypocrisy. This faith is genuine, reflecting a good conscience and love, avoiding pretense or show. Perfect, or divine, faith. James 2:22 states, "By works was faith made perfect." Perfect faith mirrors God's confidence in His word and being, as seen in Samuel, 1 Samuel 3:19, where no word fell to the ground. It operates in the Spirit, accomplishing the impossible. Nurturing faith. Prayer and scripture study are non-negotiable for this journey. Ephesians 6:16-17 urges us to take up the shield of faith to repel the enemy, living victoriously. As faith grows from hope through prayer, it equips us to overcome. Conclusion. Perfect faith is a divine attribute, cultivated step by step. Begin with the measure God gave you, pray to transform hope into belief, and act on His word. Move from weak to divine faith, trusting God's character and promises. Start today with this prayer, "Father, increase my faith. Help me grow from weakness to your perfect faith. Amen." With each step, you'll draw closer to His heart and live in His power.